ABC Radio National, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's network of ideas, broadcast and podcast worldwide. Hello, I'm Andrew Ford, and coming up is an interview from The Music Show on Radio National. Some of the music you'll hear in the interview has been shortened to meet copyright restrictions. But if you visit our website at abc.net.au/rn/musicshow, you can listen to the whole program as audio on demand. You can check the playlists, read transcripts of past interviews, and send us an email. Is called You May Laugh, and it was composed by John Babbage, who you also heard playing a soprano saxophone there. He is, of course, a member of Topology, and the other members of Topology are Bernard Hoey, Krista Powell, Therese Milanovic, and Robert Davidson. Thank you all very much for that. Now, we must find out immediately about this concept, which places you all on stage, in costume, in character. Who would like to explain the basic idea behind Shared House?
Well, this is Rob here, and the basic concept is that we are all playing the music, which sort of stands in for the dialogue of the play that is actually being acted out by us as we're performing our instruments. As far as I know, it hasn't been done before, but I might be wrong, but we haven't been able to find anyone who's done quite this sort of concept before.
No, I have to say I haven't heard of it before, but I've been tantalised by it since I first read about it. Where did the idea come from? I mean, who thought, oh, this is what we should do next?
I can't quite remember, but I think it was when we were on tour in Holland with the Kransky sisters, a really great comedy trio of rather dysfunctional sisters, in their characters at least. And we were performing with them all over Holland and Belgium and really enjoying the fiction of that, and just... we started thinking about our own experiences in the past and sort of what might have happened if, say, 15 to 20 years ago, we'd stayed in how we were and gotten more and more entrenched into some of our bad habits, and they'd just gotten worse and festered. And
which can happen in a share house, can't it?
Exactly.
You become institutionalised very quickly, I think.
Exactly. So the we sort of started talking about these characters and remembering some other people we knew experiences, and sort of putting more into these alter egos of ourselves, and then thinking about how the music might suggest story. So the basic premise is that we all live now in our 40s, all in this share house situation, which we should have really moved on from when we were maybe 22. And we've all got massive denials of various things going on and dysfunction between us. But we all play in a band together, an alternative topology.
All right, okay. Yes.
And we just keep waiting to get famous.
This is your equivalent of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
I guess so, yeah. Actually, that was something we discussed as well.
So did you each work on your own character?
Yes, in a lot of discussion, we, you know, when you're on tour, you have all this time and to talk in the bus. We were based in this one little town, Nunspet, in the middle of Holland, and we were driving out every day to a different town. So we'd have these long, rambling conversations about all sorts of things, including our characters, and just imagining what they might be. What do you have you got something, Krista, that you remember about that?
Yeah, well, we did. Yeah, we talked a lot about the backstory and the whole parallel universe that we might live in as these characters. But we actually, I think that we're very close to our real people.
So you reckon?
Yeah, quite scary.
Oh, that's bad. Because they're not very, they're pretty immature
they're all
people.
There. Yeah, oh. But we did do a lot of work with Annie Lee from the Kransky. She became the director and the dramaturg for us, and we have spent many years now since then working on our acting and developing backstory. And
actually, it doesn't necessarily come naturally to musicians.
No, exactly, not at all.
But we've been hanging around with theatrical types quite a long time now. In fact, we did a lot way back in the 90s when we were working with... We did a show with Geoffrey Rush, actually, which was the first show in the Optus Playhouse. And I just remember being very deeply involved with that. We were on stage a lot. And since then, we've worked with dancers and theatre and all sorts of things over the years, and it's sort of rubbed off a bit. But we had to do some intensive acting training. And I'll tell you, it was much harder. It took a lot longer than maybe I was expecting. Yeah.
And the idea of the narrative being the emotional story and really driving the emotional story for me is really interesting, I find, because music's always really in the background with dance and theatre, where it even in dance and theatre it really drives the emotional story. So in this, for me, it's really important that it's in the forefront.
Yes. Yeah.
And actually, I was working with dancers, which inspired me a lot, because you see that dancers have this amazing discipline similar to a musician, where it's very technical and you have to remember all of your steps, just like we have to remember all of our notes and rhythms and things. But at the same time, they're inhabiting a character. They're not thinking about the steps. They're thinking about what they're expressing.
Yes. I think we should hear some more music. Every share house needs a sort of love interest, doesn't it? And we're going to hear a love scene. Now, do you want to contextualise this for us?
Well, John in the share house, his character is rather withdrawn, perhaps a little passive-aggressive, and he's been in love with Krista for many years, but he just can't bring himself to make a move. He keeps doing these sort of not very obvious expressions, like he writes music for her and things, and she keeps throwing it in the bin every day. He writes a new piece for her. Finally.
And you say this is really a reflection of your actual personalities, Krista.
No, maybe. I'm not going to answer that.
So finally she actually decides to play one of the pieces he's written for her after 15 years or something. He's been writing every day. She gets one out of the bin, plays it, and she really likes it, and then that starts something off.
Okay, and this is what we're going to hear.
Thank you.
It's Love Scene, and it comes from Share House, which is the show that Topology is currently on tour with. So, I mean, you fall for him after that, I take it, Krista. I mean, there's no going back.
Yes. Actually, that was the piece where after I play his piece that he's written for me that I finally take it out of the bin and play it, he then starts talking to me. So the beginning of that piece was John's dialogue to me, and then I do fall for him and we have a little dance around the stage while we're doing that. We end up going off in the direction of my bedroom.
Wow. which is off stage.
Oh, yeah. It is G-rated, we have to say.
It is a family show. It's G-rated, but it's everything. It's implied.
It's off stage. Yeah.
John, did you compose that or did your character compose that?
Hi, Andrew. Yes, I composed that, yeah, away from the show.
Right, okay. So I just wondered whether, given that you are, you know, an onstage band as well, whether your onstage personae were, in fact, creating the music or whether it was sort of just simply playing it. I mean, it's a trick. We're getting into kind of multiple personality.
Exactly, yes, here. Yeah. But, yeah, most of the music, actually, we sort of went about it the opposite way than, a normal theatre company would go, and actually had wanted to use certain pieces in a show and then wrote the script to fit the pieces, so...
Right.
The opposite way around, yes.
I see, yes.
It's also, the music in the show is the narrative, it's the dialogue of us. The music we play as a band, the fictional Share House band, is a whole set of different music, which we do on tour as well. So occasionally, not very often, the band will leave the house, if they can, and go to a pub and play a whole set of music that is different. So the music in the show is really us talking to each other. It's the emotional dialogue.
Yes, it's sort of the film music behind the scenes. The music we write ourselves, though, it's a little bit of that in the show. But like Krista says, we mostly play cover versions of old songs.
It's very postmodern. when you were putting this show together, I mean, you said you were sort of drawing on your own experiences, your own character to some extent. What about your experiences of being in share houses? I mean, are there any actual events that happen in your show which are taken from life, so to speak?
Are there any of the actual plot points? There's certainly in the backstory, there's lots of things we have that the characters have done.
I could say that, this is Bernard here.
Hello.
I'm a very messy person in the show, and in real life I'm not at all like that.
That's not true.
Yeah, okay. Before I got married, I was incredibly messy, and my room was, well, indescribable, really. Since I got married, I've cleaned up my act. But however, my character in the show does reflect some of my past life.
So there's a sort of fantasy element here as well, isn't there? I mean, you can get to be on stage, you know, as messy as you want.
Yeah.
That's right. It's so fun, actually.
Yeah. I get to throw beer cans around everywhere and cigarette butts and everything. It's great fun.
It's been very, very good to have you on. I'm glad that we've had this chat because, as I said, ever since I read about it, I thought this is a brilliant idea. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming in. And Rob, tell us about glare.
Well, glare is when we all get rather angry at Bernard, who's caused quite a lot of havoc through some of his carelessness and brought a lot of dismay to all of the other characters. So this is us ganging up on Bernard and trying to basically evict him.
There's a big brother element here, isn't there?
Yes, that's right, exactly.
This is Topology on today's music show, and this is more music from Share House.